Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Witness of a Witness. People will not believe what happened here in Jerusalem. They will not believe who I am. They will not believe the works I did. They will not believe the things I taught and said. They will not believe I have risen from the dead. So you must convince them because you are my witnesses. I can imagine Jesus saying something to this effect to his disciples as he prepared to leave the fate of humanity in their hands. It was up to them to bear witness of the things they saw and heard concerning Jesus of Nazareth. Many of them put their lives on the line for their witness and testimony. Many of them were murdered for not recanting their statements concerning Jesus. But I must say that they did their job well, or else I nor many other people would be looking for the return of the Lord and the gift of eternal life. Their witness was strong. Their witness was powerful. Their witness was convincing. Their witness was true and sincere enough that over 2,000 years after the event, people are still telling the story of Christ's resurrection. Ever since they died, people have borne witness to their witness, retelling the things and events they saw and heard with their own eyes, their own ears, and touched with their own hands. Jesus knew the only way people would believe what happened was to have faithful witnesses who could and would relate the story. The world was in need of witnesses then, and it has been and is currently in need of witnesses now. Witnesses like those of the past. Witnesses who may not have been or be eyewitnesses with firsthand knowledge and account of what took place, but witnesses who live, behave, and believe like they were. This is what is missing in the Christian testimony today. We don't have the credibility of those first witnesses and as a result, believability in the world. Credibility is not based on being there, but on living like we were. As a whole, our witness is weak, contradictory, indifferent, tainted, influenced, corrupt, partial, unorthodox, and is managing to turn a whole generation of people away from the truth. When people look at the Christian church, and specifically the people who say they are Christians in the church, they see a lot of things, but not the first century witnesses Jesus told them and us after them to be. After Thomas saw Jesus and only then believed he was alive, Jesus' remark was how blessed those who will be who have not seen as Thomas saw, yet believe. They have relied and believed the witness of a witness. We are called to be those witnesses today. A witness someone will believe because of our testimony concerning Christ. We as a people, called by God, have forgotten that our first and primary responsibility is to be a witness for Christ above everything else we can and will do in this world. If we fail, and we are failing to do this, not only have we failed to secure the millions of souls from death who would otherwise have been saved, but we have failed to secure our own soul salvation, regardless of what we have told and are telling ourselves about our standing with God. So let us strive to be a witness that will call someone else to be a witness. May we all be and become a witness of a witness. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click on the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. And don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.